This is a guided visualization by Dr. K. Porter for the marathon. Find a comfortable place to sit or lie. Close your eyes and allow yourself to drop down inside, feeling the relaxation in your body and letting go. Take a deep breath and let it out with a sigh, feeling peace and relaxation come into your body and mind. Take another deep breath and let it go, feeling all the tension draining out of your body, through your feet and into the ground. So your body is soft and relaxed and comfortable. It's the beginning of a marathon. There are balloons and banners and colors and noise. And you're standing in a crowd of runners. You can hear them talking to each other and feel the feelings and smell the smells and feel the excitement in the air. And you stretch and you do your warm-ups and your stretches and strides. You feel the strength and the readiness in your muscles. You notice the day, whether it's sunny or cloudy, whatever it is. And you feel the excitement in your stomach. And you take several deep breaths and relax yourself, knowing you're ready. And it's quiet for a moment. And you hear the instructions of the starter. And you get ready, on the line. And the gun goes off and everybody starts moving. And you feel your feet moving against the hardness of the pavement. And you start running, really feeling good, finding your own pace. And you notice how your body feels. You feel really good, knowing that you're going to do well in this race of 26 miles. It's not as long as it sounds. And you'll do well. You've trained hard. You're prepared. You've done your physical and mental preparation. And pretty soon you're on the first mile mark. And you listen to your time and see if you're on schedule or not and adjust your time accordingly, your pace accordingly. Whether you've gone out too fast or not fast enough. And you feel the wind against your face and your body. You're finding your rhythm again. And you're moving out of the crowd, and it feels good. You pass someone and another somebody. And you really settle into your pace, and you're focusing on your mind and your body and just running along and really enjoying the race. Maybe in one of the front packs and maybe back in the pack. You're just relaxing and running and relaxing and running. And pretty soon you reach 6 miles. That was fast. That's good. And you settle down into your pace and think about the next 6 miles coming up. And focusing on your breathing and moving your legs on your long, powerful strides. And just notice. Notice your thoughts and let them go. And come back to your breathing. Focusing on your body, relaxing your upper body and your neck and your shoulders. Notice trees, you notice the way it looks. And you're still focusing on your body and its form. Feeling good. And you're running alone for a little bit and then with other people. mile after mile, breath after breath, stride after stride. And you feel really good. This is the way life ought to be. You feel strong and in control. And you notice the air and the weather and the peacefulness as you move slowly along, coming up on the 10-mile mark. And you run along, your body just sort of running on its own, sometimes focusing and sometimes spacing out, just enjoying it, enjoying your body, enjoying the sights and the sounds and your body being peak at its peak and fit. And you pass 13 miles, feeling good. Easy strides, powerful, strong, great fitness here, and 14 and 15. The time and the miles just fly by as you float along. And you notice your body leaning on curves and stretching and striding ahead, maybe picking it up once in a while just to change your stride. Deep breathing down into your belly, hearing the footsteps behind you and the voices in the quiet. Just notice what they're saying. And what are you saying to yourself as runners begin to catch up with you? Encouraging yourself. I'm strong. I feel good. I'm as fit as anyone on this course today. Feeling good about yourself, focusing on your form, doing a body check, relaxing your shoulders and your neck and your jaw, lowering your arms, focusing your breath into your belly, picking up your knees, lengthening your stride, and you really feel good. You've done many of these miles. 18, 16, whatever. Pretty soon you see the 18-mile mark coming up, and you think of all those training runs that you've done of 18 miles. You're strong and feeling good, running within yourself. Just another couple of miles, and then you'll be to 20, and the real race will begin. You feel good doing this. You feel the wind either in your face or at your back or just a slight breeze. Feel the sun, maybe the clouds. Just notice the weather. Feeling your body. Feeling strong and powerful. And notice a little bit of tired, just acknowledging that. It's okay. You know you're ready and you know you can do what you want to do. And you lengthen your strides, and your legs are still moving smoothly and powerfully. And you thank them, and you send energy to them, and you maybe even imagine a little gold energy coming up from the bottoms of your feet, up through your legs. Imagining them being your knees being picked up. Feeling good. Powerful, strong. And you thank your legs for the work they're doing, for their strength and power, and for your good conditioning. And your breathing's even and deep as you approach this final 6 miles and the 20-mile mark. This is the most challenging part, the last 10K. And focus on your form again and notice how you are and how your body feels. Thank you, body, for getting me this far. We're going to do this the way we want to. And say your affirmations. Only 10K to go. That feels good. And you notice your form, strengthening your stride, lengthening your stride. Thank your body for what it's giving you, its power and strength. And begin to promise it whatever it wants after the race. The water, a massage, a soak in the hot tub, whatever. And telling it it's not going to run a marathon for a while, for a long while. And to come through for you, and you really are thankful for what it's giving you. For all those miles of training, knowing that you're ready, and that you're mentally tough and you're doing well and you've trained hard for this race. Good job. 22 miles, drinking the water, feeling the strength that it gives you, drinking plenty of water this whole race. And you push on, relaxing your jaw and lowering your shoulders, breathing deeply into your belly. Imagine that energy coming into your legs, golden energy to lift your body and spirits, your knees lifting, being lifted by wires held by some giant puppeteer, and relaxing your upper body and your chest and your neck and your jaw, lengthening your stride. Pretty soon, 24 miles. Oh, only 2 miles to go. Telling yourself you're doing great, using the energy of the crowd to push you along, encouraging you, feeling a giant hand pushing you from behind. Great energy and great power. The crowds are along the course now, and they're bigger, and there's music. And you feel that strength in your body, thanking your body in 25 miles, only a mile and a little over to go now. And you begin your kick, passing people. And a half mile to go, someone shouts, and you kick harder. And you can see that finish line coming up, and you dig deep down inside yourself for the reserve that you know is there. And you see the finish line closer and closer, and your shoulders relax, and you're actually sprinting, and you feel great, and you're feeling comfortable with your powerful striding form. And your breath is coming faster, and you hear people laughing and shouting, and your feet cross over the finish line, and you just fly over, and you feel so great. And you push the button on your watch, and you slow your steps with a deep sigh, and you catch your breath, and you feel fantastic, euphoric. You're floating, your legs feel that wonderful tiredness of a good hard effort, and you're smiling, and you're breathing deeply down into your belly as you walk slowly through the chute, feeling exhilaration and relief. Feeling good, a great run, a great race, and you were strong. And you thank your body. And someone speaks to you and you smile. And acknowledge that sense of accomplishment in yourself, that pride, that excitement. And you hear the music and the announcer as more finishers cross the finish line. And you're cooling down and your legs are relaxing and you're walking and you can breathe again. Thanking your body and your mind and your spirit for what they've given you. You ran well and you finished well. Just thanking yourself. A job well done. Thanking yourself for your strength and your power and your speed and your health. And you give yourself permission to rest. Knowing that any time that you go for a goal, you can feel it, see it, and achieve it in your mind's eye, and eventually have it in reality. And slowly allow the images to fade, coming back to your body, sitting in the chair or lying down. And when I count to three, you can open your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed, and ready for the rest of the day or evening. One, take a deep breath. Let it out with a sigh, moving your feet and your hands. Two, stretch your neck and your shoulders. And three, open your eyes when you're ready.